I unlocked the old carved wooden door. I changed the light off because electricity was free in rural areas and was not switched off. Nina was immediately delighted. Beautiful woodwork. And it's standing here uncared for. Look, the entire heaven of the gods is carved into the frame of the entrance. I turned on the lights in the hall and Nina exclaimed, "What big rooms you have, and it's all empty." The red stone floor shone like marble, having been polished earlier that day. Nila spun round on it in dance steps without being self-conscious. There was no electric light in the courtyard. I lit a fire in the same spot where I had built a fireplace the night before. I spread the bast mat on the veranda. Nila came into the open and sat on it. "This is where Hermann came to, Dave. He's a..." I began. Nila interrupted me and started singing. "Hanuman, tell Sita that I'm waiting for her, and if she asks who you are, say I'm the messenger of that Rama who said, do not come with me into the wild jungle where danger and injury threaten. And if she asks further, say I am the messenger of that Rama, to whom she gave the bravest smile in the world, and to whom she said, wherever you go, I will follow you." I didn't know she could sing so beautifully. Her voice was high and pure. I wanted to give myself to her. I devoured her with my eyes and my ears. The stars suddenly seemed to have moved closer and blinked at us. Nila's religion was dance and song. She is blue and she is the moon. I could still hardly believe that Nila was with me in my old house. The unattainable was now within my reach. I tenderly touched her wrist and pulled her towards me. My mouth kissed her fine limbs with their strong muscles. My nose sucked in her tangy smell. My fingers felt her moist curls and she sighed softly with happiness. I entered deep inside her and dissolved. I was completely one with her. She guided me. Love is like healing. It is surrender and abandonment at the same time. Later, however, when we were lying next to each other and the night was getting fresh, she said softly, "All this traditional way of life here is in the past. We have no future here. Do you think you'll ever be able to live here again?" I don't know anything. I'm feeling I'm spinning in a wheel. It's going to roll and end somewhere, I whispered. As I fell asleep, I saw Nila again in that crazy t-shirt at the airport. Nina will become a world star and leave me behind on interval C.
It is said, when evil dies, good prevails. However, Ravana was not evil. He had also wrested so much from the gods. Ravana! What do you give Shiva? Who? You, who got so much from him? Asked Rama when they finally faced each other in battle. All his life, Ravana had used magic and powers to get what he wanted. And it was always about his own satisfaction. It was always about satisfying his own desires. That Sita did not bow to his will made him unpredictable. And now his anger blinded him. In the darkness of his fury, his arrows missed Rama. I am the preserver of Prakriti. And you are making it your prey, Rama called out, aiming with the light of his instincts. In the meanwhile, Ravana had transformed himself into a dwarf and was now flying around dexterously. Rama and Ravana fought furiously with burning arrows. Whether evil ever disappears, is a question that humans and gods alike have asked themselves since time immemorial. Demons like Ravana have intelligence, knowledge, insight, and artistry, and even devotion to the good. And whether the goodness of love, which includes jealousy, intoxication, obsession, greed, delusion, and doubt, can ever triumph over evil, remains unanswered.